This week's episode of So Wrong It's Right was brought to you by Foxy Bingo. Put some Fox in your day with new, quick and interactive bingo experiences all at the tip of your finger. They have a huge range of free, classic and exclusive games you can play with your mates to keep the party going. Want to connect with other players? Foxy Bingo has a community chat so you can always feel part of the Foxy pack. So get your Fox on by heading to Foxy Bingo today. 18 plus, begambleaware.org, T's and C's apply. He flops his dick out on someone's paella.
Yes. And we're all going to get absolutely wet in many ways than one.
I didn't make a penny off that series. I paid like £20,000 to have these tiny little nipples.
We need to fuck her up.
Can't they let you choose a tattoo? I'm like, I can't see, bitch. If you don't know Ryan, I feel like if anyone follows me on any platform, they know Ryan. If you watch any of my TV shows, you know Ryan. Ryan is...
the bad smell that lingers in your life. The whiffy one.
He's my...
I don't smell, but...
gay BFF. He's my gunkle to my dogs. He's my part-time PA. He's my part-time stylist. And he's my friend.
Agony aunt, dog walker, babysitter, fold up the laundryer, everythinger.
I would like to welcome you to So Wrong It's Right.
I'm scared.
I'm scared as well because this
Not for this, for the people who are going to watch this because they're going to be like, hectic!
Yeah, it's hectic, but obviously, you know, it's my job. But I do feel like you were in high demand, so I had to bring you on because the people want... Well, I did a Q&A on Instagram. They want a lot, but I think we should start from the beginning because there's always a good place to start.
Julie Andrews.
Shall we tell people how we met? We had to think about this, didn't we?
We did, because it goes back some years, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Quite a while. I think it's like, I knew of you through people through the industry, the fashion industry more.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw you on a night out, and then I had to go over and be like, hi there. basically. And then since then, we've been like bosom bitches, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I think we knew of each other for years, but then when I moved to Cheshire, you were one of my first proper friends.
Yeah.
Obviously, if anyone doesn't know, I moved up. How long have I been up there now? 5 years for Brad's football?
I think it's more now.
Yeah, about 5 years. I didn't really have many northern pals, and you were one of my first because you were living like very close to me at that time.
Close.
And hanging around a lot of same circles, cross paths. The energy it just worked.
Flow. It worked. She needed a new friend. I took up the position. And sadly, I'm still here.
There is no escape. So I always think of you from Manchester, but you're actually from Warrington.
I'm a water boy, yeah.
Your background is, well, you've done professional PA work and styling.
Yes.
Both.
Yeah.
Very talented in each.
Started out in PR though, fashion PR.
Okay.
Construction, like London Fashion Week shows, doing all that, looking after designers. I feel like I'm a jack of all trades sort of boy. Give me a job and I'll do it.
Yeah, you are quite agile. Do they use that in the corporate world?
That's a nice word.
Yeah, it is. Thank you. So you're now, at the moment, you're working as a stylist as your main gig.
Full time, yeah.
Who are some of the regular clients?
Regulars are Fleur East.
Yeah, we love Fleur.
Love
Play
her.
That sax, baby!
Din, 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 din. When that song comes on, I literally know all the, you know...
All the words.
Gemma Atkinson.
Yeah.
Her partner, Gorka.
Yes.
A few of the Corrie girls, Lucy Fallon.
Yeah, I love Lucy.
Do you know you have to think of it? Oh, Georgia Harrison.
I'm Georgia now, my girl.
God, old Georgia. I've got the Hazard. Yeah, a few people. Yeah, I do a bit of everything. I'm like a, you know, take a job. I feel like I've lost, well, not lost, I've choose to get rid of a lot of roster people.
But to clean it up a little bit.
Yeah.
I love that journey for you.
Mm.
Now, where we come in together in a professional sense, so obviously, control freak. So to be fair, people always go, oh, does Ryan your stylist? And I say, well, when I do a photo shoot and I need like a load of looks, Ryan will be the person that I'll book to do that. Mm-hmm. But on a day to day, I mean, like today, I style myself because I'm just control freak. And actually, I'd make my life a lot easier if I let someone style me for loose and whatever. But I cannot relinquish control.
I think you do it naturally well because you have investment pieces that link.
We were talking about I'm not saying that I think I've got a good style now, but I think I have come into myself, like I know my style. Mm-hmm. Like, honestly, around that we were talking earlier, around the time we first met, my style was trash on Toast. Like, I loved everything cheap, matching. Yeah. Like, I'd wear like a pink tracksuit, pink bag, pink trainers. It was just sick.
I feel like it was like one shade palette. Do you know what I mean?
Disgusting.
Either blue, pink, and just like bubblegum pop. That's how I describe that.
Like, the hair was white, the skin was orange. It was just a fucking disaster. I looked like
and
I smelled like...
your nails were just like longer and just like...
longer and square.
Oh.
Talk about being a control freak.
Yeah.
So people are always very interested in how our friendship and working life cross over. So let me get this right. It was around Christmas time 2 years ago.
Yes.
I started to get like... everything was really busy and I was like, hey, I need a PA. So I started like... but I didn't actually want someone full-time because the weird thing for me is, not weird thing, but I spend so many days on set, for example, like this, where I'm locked in for something for like 10, 11 hours. I didn't want someone full-time, you know, scratching their ass. I was like, I need someone, which is harder to find, someone part-time, flexible. And then I'm looking around, no luck. Ryan's like, you do know I used to be like a professional PA, like I've done big gigs, big people, like I know how to do it. And I was like, yeah, but you're my friend. So, you know, and you're just like, okay, I'm just going to pretend, ignore him saying that. But he kept going, just let me do it. And I was like, no, I don't know. I was like, you're so like messy, like working with a friend, like what if? And then we were out drunk one day and we go, just let me do the bloody PA thing.
I literally did it. I think Brad came back from like football. He was absolutely, you know, knackered. So I put together that cheese meze. Do you remember? It was like a platter for him. I was like, I've done this.
His unintentional, like, I didn't even realise you were doing it.
Yeah. I was like, you go up there, you see to Brad, like people are drinking in the house, weren't they? And I was like, no, use the red cups, plastic cups, wiping the sides. Like, no, get out, get the dog away. And I just naturally did it. And then you were like, yeah.
You can do it.
I can do it. And I think it works organically good because I'm busy with like my style and doing work. You're busy being a jack of all trades on TV, go like everywhere. And I think it just works because the days that I'm off, you're kind of off and it just works.
It does.
It works nicely. I enjoy it.
The people want to know, what is it like working with me? Be honest.
It's so weird because, like, I do have them down days where, like, my body's like, I need to be with you. Does that make sense? Mm. Like, where you're like, oh, my God, I need a battery recharge. I need to be with Liv. Got anxiety. But you're the same. But I think it's got to the point now where I kind of, I don't abuse you, but I'm like, I can tell you to shut up and get it back in your place sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, when you cry or you overthink some things, I'm like, shut up, do it. Like, I literally force you to do a reel because you're like, oh, I've got this reel, I've got to do this, I've got to do this. I'm like, put this on, do that, and do it. And you just do it. Like, I think, yeah, I enjoy it because it's not, I don't feel like I'm working either.
No.
It's weird, but I know your routines and I know where everything goes, like... it just works.
Yeah, you do know me and you do give me that push. Like, so I have this, just to put in reference, obviously, the crying. I don't cry a lot, but I had this thing recently where I swear I hardly ever drink. If I go out and I drink, the next morning, the minute I open my eyes, it's insane. You have to see it to believe it. I burst out crying, but not like little crying, like actually sobbing. Don't worry about me, like, I'm fine. So we were in the O2 after the Brits, and I, you know, like, if anyone's ever stayed in that Intercontinental, it's got those big windows, and I was sat in the windowsill, and I was just, like, bawling, and, like, he just put his head up, and he was like, shut up.
Shut up.
But I need that. I need like someone to be like, shut up. Like,
when you first used to do it, I used to console you and be like, it's fine, like rub your back, like I got you. And now it's literally like I'm thinking you up and I'm like, shut up. And like literally like push her around. Like, I don't care anymore. Like, you wanted this life, princess, you got it.
That's what he always says. So if I look at my schedule, I'm like, I physically cannot do this today. Like, if I have, I don't know, sometimes my schedule on a day, how just ridiculous is it?
It is a bit. I mean,
it's ridiculous. And I was like panicking. And he goes, oh, you wanted this life, buttercups.
You wanted this life, princess, you got it. You're dying, Barrett.
So it is.
You're dying, Barrett.
get off my back.
It is a good one. Yeah. And then the other side of it that Ryan has got to know, but he despises me for. Obviously, we all know that I have an insane schedule. So sometimes my alarm goes off at like 4:30.
No, this is stupid now. Like, this is, it's actually pathetic sometimes because she'll have the longest day. And I'm like, I was taught by my mum to be like, you need to rest the body. If you're tired, like, listen to your body, like, rest. It's okay to have a lie in.
Have you met my mum? She's not taught the same thing.
Well, this is true, yeah. You were like, one night a day, keeps the doctor away. Like, no, you're like, in from a busy day, you're knackered, you've got a busy schedule the next day, and then the alarm goes off at like 6 o'clock for the gym. And I'm like,
earlier than that, huh?
I'm like, well, that's no, it is.
We were in a hotel the other day, and the alarm went off at like before 5 a.m. and the gym wasn't in the hotel. We was like working for a job. And he just put his head up and he went, if you get murdered on the way to that gym, you deserve it.
Oh my God, you had to walk outside, didn't you?
To walk in the pizza.
And it was raining. It was miserable.
I have to do it though.
I was like, just die. I don't care.
At this point, make your life easier. Right. This leads us on nicely too. As my bestie and also part-time PA, mm-hmm. when it came to like my wedding and my hen, and I'm like, yeah. Right, I knew I was never going to be one of these people that had their friends just like plan their hen for them and then surprise them. Absolutely. One, my personality would reject that in all forms. And two, obviously, if you haven't watched, it's available on ITV Extra Stream.
Swipe up now.
I filmed the whole thing for my show.
Yeah.
So in that sense, with the production, I couldn't be like, oh, my friend's planning it because it'd just be too much. So I'm like, Ryan, right, I need, we're tag team, let's do this.
Henman, we called it Henman.
Called it Henman.
Yeah.
We was a slow start. We used to just go, okay, let's go to Starbucks and we'll do Henman. And then we'd sit there just like for fucking 3 hours talking shit about people. But like, oh my God, we haven't booked anything. But in the end, we did get there. We booked it. We did it. Mm-hmm. It nearly like cost both of us. I mean, it did cost me my sanity.
Yeah.
Like I'm very surprised that I didn't have alopecia of the pubic region. Like I was so stressed.
I think you did, right? You did, right?
The whole, like, what now thing was obviously the day before the hen.
Yeah, so we were literally packing, getting ready to go. So it's the night before. And I think we have this weird language naturally. And I want to speak about this meme because I feel like I should have royalties and have something to do with this. Do you know what I mean? You see it everywhere. I'm like, I should have a percentage of this cut.
I don't even have anything, Ryan.
Horrific. Because that was like everywhere. It is everywhere.
Do you want to know, this is genuine. I think you know this, but it would interest people. I didn't make a penny off that series. Not one p. Because terrible. I ended up spending so much trying to keep everyone happy that honestly, my fee was like, I'm not, as I say, not that I do it for the money. I mean, I do part of it for the money. It's my fucking job. But
yeah.
the hen got stupid. It was worth it. But I tell you what, bringing together groups of girls and gays from different friendship eras and different parts of your life, and everyone's got a different opinion. And it's not like a group of lads. Like Brad was like, oh, stag do is easy. I was like, no, the hen wasn't easy. Like there was clashes between different people in the group. There was clashes between people in the group and production. Like the first night in Ibiza, I literally had no idea this happened. Ryan, you tell this story. I had no idea.
It was funny because like there was different WhatsApp groups for this hen. And then your sister and your best friend Charlotte and me. And we were like, we need a stripper. Like we have to do this. So I went on my merry way and it was like America's Next Top Model. Like we were looking for like different strippers. Like I think your sister wanted someone who was like German looking. Like
really?
It was like really like Germany looking, like all that. And then we were like, we definitely want a firefighter. So then I was Googling like different people out there who has the talent to strip as like a firefighter. So then we booked someone. It was ordering something off Wish. You order like, I don't know.
You ordered, you thought you were getting like David Gandy and we got...
I got Matt Lucas and he's a lovely guy. But, you know...
You don't want him nude.
Being a gay guy and all the women, we want someone who can like slaver over. Do you know what I mean? Mm. So production changed the location for the first night and it was really like... You know, really like high end. We had to be really sensible. And they're like, Ryan, you can't bring the stripper. So I think it was Charlotte was like, fuck them. We don't owe them anything. Carry on with the stripper. They don't need to know. So I think we organised and orchestrated this plan with your sister where she was going to burn her napkin and then be like, fire! And then he was going to come in singing Rainy Men and we're all going to get absolutely wet in many ways than one. And we went out, me and your sister, to go and get this stripper, looked him up and down, was like, this is not what we ordered.
And then mid that conversation, one of my producers comes charging out. I learned about this all after the fact. Because essentially what they were worried about, which I get from a telly point of view, but obviously my friends and like my sister don't give a shit about that. That, you know, say the stripper comes into this nice restaurant, he flops his dick out on someone's paella,
yes,
then they could obviously pull filming, like they've signed a release form, but you've voided the contract and they could just, but that whole evening and afternoon of filming could go in the bin. That was obviously her concern. The stripper, great for TV. But amazing. And obviously in their point of view, we've all been drinking all afternoon. One person you don't want to go toe-to-toe with is Ryan, and the other person is my sister. So trying to tell them both they can't have their stripper obviously went down like a fucking shit sandwich.
It was bad. Yeah, it was a lot.
Meanwhile, I'm hanging off the balcony outside the back of this restaurant, have no idea, like none the wiser. It's all kicking off. Anyway, I only learn of this when I come back down into the restaurant and there's this like commotion inside. And basically the guy is like, well, you have to pay me. I'm here, you have to pay me. And they'd already paid deposit. And my sister's like this, well, actually, what did she say to him?
Well, actually, you was half an hour late, darling. And I was like, asking him, I've asked you thrice now, get your dick out. Do it. And he was like, you said it was fine. You said we could dance here. I'm like, yeah, do it. Rainy Men. Consuela, get it on.
And then outside the front of the restaurant, he'd left on this like bench his hat, his fireman's hat and his jumper. So then me and Georgia Harrison go out the front and I said, put that on. Put on the jumper and the hat. Literally, she puts it on, I take a picture of her, put it up my stories, and Nata, the fashion finder on Daily Mail, posted her and tagged the jumper.
Get the look. And it was like some stripper's like dirty jumper, get the look. These poor girls thinking, well, if George Harrison's wearing it.
I mean, that's the kind of stuff that's happening behind the scenes. So, like, you do see the chaos on the show, but there's always, like, the bits behind. And, like, there's one night that we didn't film that obviously we could never, because none of us would ever work again, but we'd been filming, we'd been at Ocean. What have we done? We've gone to dinner.
So I think we went to Ocean, then we went to STK, didn't we? Georgia.
I didn't know that they had this
plan.
And
our friend wanted to go somewhere else. And they're like, we can't get the boys in. And I was like, well, you go. And Georgia Harrison was like, don't be a little bitch right now. I was like, well, I heard it.
Yeah, so we were going to go to Ushuaia or something. And they were like, oh, the boys aren't on the list. Like Ryan and my friend Mark. And I was like, I'm not just going to leave them. I was like, I'd rather go with yous anyway to the gay. I didn't even know there was a gay village.
So we went to the gay bars.
The more you know.
We went to the gayest of gay bars.
But I didn't know in the taxi on the way there. Bear in mind, I'm already fucked up anyway. They're going, let's get Liv fucked up. Like, let's just like, basically, like, let's just try and kill her.
Like that's what they were saying. It's like, we need to fuck her up. Like, literally, we're like, let's fucking have it. Let's fucking do it. Have it.
We were in this grotty gay bar and they were like, when I say black and blue, they were dragging me around the floor, like just pouring tequila down my neck. Like, it was one of the most feral nights I've had in a long time.
It was an amazing night because you were never bothered. No one cared. We were in these like glittery outfits. No one even knew who you were, which was even better because we could just enjoy it. And then the owner was like, here's your separate bar.
Oh, yeah, you opened up a door and there was like a little mini bar and he was
and
like, you
Charlotte
can have this.
Went behind the bar and was like pretending to charge. Yeah, do you want that? 2 minutes, babes, we'll be back in a minute. Do you want a double shot with that one? Yeah, whatever. And then she was using like a talkie-walkie as like the car payment machine. And I was dragging you around the floor and like, just going to beat the shit out of her. Let's do it. Like, and it just got from, oh, God.
And then we basically stayed there till 6 a.m. the next day.
I think
day,
it was later.
We'd
I
booked
swear to
go.
God.
Well, it was a surprise for me. Or it was light. It was like 7 a.m. And then we'd booked to go on. You guys had booked for me to have tattoos as a surprise. But again, it was signed off by ITV to film it. So we literally go straight through. So I'm going back. So I'm in the hotel and I can't see even a meter in front of me. And I've got to get dressed in this outfit that I planned, which obviously then didn't come off. And you were going to wear white hot pants. Do you remember?
It was a lot. fuck, okay?
He was on a way out, but because he'd been drinking for 3 days straight, his dick like went inside his body and he had to use one of the sheets off the bed as a sarong. So you would come to the tattoo shop and you had this bed sheet tied around his waist. I was wearing this outfit that was meant to be so cute. Turn up at the, oh, it was awful. Turn up at the tattoo shop. I can't let choose tattoo. I'm like, I can't see, bitch. Like, I literally can't see a meat in front of me. Got my friend Megan, a tiny little tattoo shop. I stunk like a polecat. We got my friend Megan, and she's like, we're in this tiny little tattoo shop. They've like closed off for us to do tattoos. Everyone's like waiting in the street to get in. And she's like, can I use the toilet? Goes to the toilet. I'm mid getting tattooed. She shits her guts out in this toilet and the then just pond. Comes out and leaves the door open. So we're all like, oh my God.
It was like the bottom of her gut is just like rotted. And then she plonked one out.
You get put down. Like, you're lame. Like, you're done.
I had extensions in then. You ragged my hair from the gay bar. My hair was balding. We had a wedding the next week as well.
We curated the idea of doing the black...
We did.
The funeral. Did, yeah. I even managed to get access to my very own like medieval chapel.
Yeah, you did.
Like, I'm definitely going to go to fucking hell for that because I'm standing outside smoking a fag with my arse hanging out just to get the content.
Great times.
It's a great time. And then a lot of people now are getting inspired. Just tag us if you do a funeral themed hen. Like, that's
someone's
all I fucking
recently
ask.
Wearing black. And
we don't own the colour black, but also no, just tag it.
But like, also, if you're going to do it right. Like, don't do it half-heartedly. Do you know what
commit.
I mean? Yeah, like, we had the scene of walking. It was all dramatic with the roses. Like, do you know what I mean? And people just don't have taste. So it doesn't pay off right.
People are just not individual.
People
says the girl that has literally
terrible.
Copied everything on herself from Hailey Bieber. I thought it would be quite fun, actually, to touch on the wedding and talk about some style stuff, wedding-related, things we've got you here, Ryan K. Stylist. So, wedding trends, let's just break it down. What do you feel? I'm obsessed with my dress and everything about it. I just don't know if that collar will send me under in 10 years' time. It's too late, though.
Do you know what, though? I did like it, but do you remember the first time I saw it? I went, you put the collar on, and I went,
I know. It was like...
I had a feeling.
It was a thing. I wonder if we'll see a lot of collars this year.
I mean, I've seen a lot of the same style dress everywhere.
Well, like, I'm calling it a collar. It wasn't a collar, was it? It was like a...
Choker. It was a choker.
I didn't do bridesmaids. One, because I just didn't want to deal with the politics of organising people. Plus, it's just like money you could spend on something else. You have to... I have to say, this is going to be controversial. I don't think you can tell your mates to buy a dress out of their own money.
It's a weird one, isn't it? Because...
like, buy this £500 dress. Like, no.
But also... I just don't like the idea, and I think this is the genius reason why he didn't have them, is I hate when everyone's got to wear the same dress.
It's handmade tale. Like, it's fucking weird. Why are grown-ass women wearing the same dress and the same shoes with the same hairstyle? You're part of some sex cult.
It's all the same shit where it's, like, updo and then it all braiding, coming down. They're holding the same matching
flowers. And then
you've
all got different figures. It looks like you're doing one of those presentations they do on This Morning. Like, here's one look on five different figures. Like, it's just, it's fucking distracting.
One dress, five bodies. Let's do it.
It's just a nightmare.
Yeah.
Honestly, though, if you did that, like, good for you. Like, honestly. But while we're ripping people to shreds, obviously, Brad and I got into it big time because I was like, we're doing black tie, you're wearing a tux, like, the end of the fucking story.
You look gorgeous.
If I'd done a location wedding, would I have... I don't know if I ever would have accepted anything less than a tux for a wedding. I can't... If I see one more navy blue or royal blue wedding suit, I'm going to scratch my fucking eyes out.
With the shoes. With the brown.
Linen. Oh my, the
Everyone
brown
knows.
Loafers.
Yeah, don't do it.
What about, I've actually seen this recently, men getting married with their fucking ankles on display.
No, it's criminal. It's like a bit of bush coming out the bottom,
it's
do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Imagine
dirty.
Like rocking out and you've got, on you're a man, right? You're about to be someone's fucking husband and
it's
you're that morning, you go, let me just put on my trainer liner. Like, fuck off.
I just need to put on my pop sock.
Off.
Little pop sock with my little loafer.
Sick. Men wear socks. I don't want to see your ankle. It's like... forbidden fruit.
I think keep it black on black. Like, keep it chic, keep it classy. I don't want to see different colorways with like browns, blues, and sand. I'm seeing a lot of sand jackets with like black trousers and a black shoe.
No, you're not. Where? So I've got questions from the audience, aka Instagram followers of mine.
Okay.
So my cherubs, these are some of the most asked questions that came in.
Yes.
Tips for really knowing your style and how to find it.
I think tips for knowing your style is working out your lifestyle, like who you are. If you're a mum, it needs to be practical. If it's an office worker, like how that transitions from like day to night, if you're like single. I think it's knowing your lifestyle and knowing what works for you. And I always think finding your colour palette, because everyone looks better in a certain colour.
How do you find that though? Because there's so much information on Instagram about colours. How do you believe in these colour scarves? Or do you just think look at photos and use your brain?
You should know little things like obviously dark hair, like dark like emeralds and light things like that. Like your colour, like if you put you in yellow, I think it'd wash you out a little bit. Do you know what I mean? I think it's just general things. But, you know, I think it's knowing your lifestyle and working around that.
How did you get into styling?
I was an actor back in the day. I wanted to be an actor.
That's so weird because you're so shy and retiring. It's surprising that you were...
Really?
Shut up.
Really? Yeah, I wanted to do panto. That was my dream.
Oh my God.
I just wanted to do panto and I wanted to be on Coronation Street as a kid. So I moved to London and I studied at London College of Fashion. I studied there doing styling. I got a job doing fashion PR and like orchestrating like London Fashion Week shows. And then I got to be around stylists and things like that. And that's where I met Fleur East.
Nice.
And she already had a stylist and I was clever. I knew exactly what I was going to do. I was like, let's go for coffee. And I stole her.
Snake in the grass.
Listen, darling.
Each for her own out
there. She'll never go back.
How did you know he was a genuine friend?
She doesn't.
I still don't. When's this going out?
I know you're like obsessed with me because sometimes you'll be like, we have this silly voice where we WhatsApp each other and it's like, hello, are you okay? I miss you.
Like, it's one mind and we can be, you know, Ryan will be at my house. This happened the other day and we can just sit in silence or I'm in my house the other day.
Dread to think what's correct. And
I was in the bath. What was I doing when I forgot you were there? And
you was in the bath.
I was in the bath and he popped his head in. He went, hello. And I just went, fuck. Because I actually forgot. I hadn't seen you in so many hours.
Drop down and talk it. What are you doing? He went, fuck.
But I guess I knew you was a good friend. I guess that takes time because the problem is with me and a lot of people can relate to this. I have been burnt by friends. I struggle letting people in super close. Like I'd say is, I have a lot of friends,
yeah.
But I have a very like small best friend group because
mm-hmm.
like to show myself like.
What are you
doing out there? I don't know. It's what? When we started partying together, and you always look out for me. Like I was when I'm drunk, the next day, and it's not no one's job is to look after me. My job is to look after me, and I've been doing it forever. But it's like the way that sometimes people might encourage me to do something that would have a negative repercussion, yeah. Whereas you'll be like, don't do that. Or, you know, someone like boys could come over to a table. And again, I would say myself, but I don't have to. And be like, oh, can we like sit down and get a drink? Where I was like, no!
Get away!
She's married!
Literally. But I think at the beginning of it, like when I used to do that, you used to be like, jealous gay. Like if another gay came over, because I don't trust a lot of gays.
You hate other gays near me.
I can't stand gay people. Well, I do like some. But yeah, I was like protecting you almost.
Okay, what are key things that people should invest in for their wardrobe? We'll go turn for turn. A good quality white T-shirt, a couple.
I think a good like pair of jeans.
Good pair of jeans, like a Levi's.
Yeah, and also a good suit. I think invest in a good suit because there's multiple ways you can wear a suit, and it's a good investment piece.
I'd say, sorry to the vegans, but like a good quality like wool or cashmere jumper with a round neck, like a good quality one, because you can build them, put them over your shoulders. A good bag. It doesn't have to be Chanel, but a good
quality
bag.
And also look after your bags. I hate when I see a scuff on a bag. Really, and don't put a bag on the floor. It's bad luck. Money drops out. Don't do that.
This is my box of wrong. I used to have one of these in my fish tank when I was a kid.
Nice.
with like some rubble coming out of it. But in here, I have my box of wrongs. So essentially, Ryan, on these cards will be statements and you will decide, well, we'll decide together, but you feel free to have your own opinion. Mm-hmm. It is whether it's wrong, right, or so wrong that it's right.
Okay.
The name of the show.
Bit dyslexic, got to keep up with that. Well,
let's get into it, baby.
That's all.
Yeah. Samba and gazelle trainers. Right.
Yeah, it's good, yeah.
Right.
Obsessed.
So say right.
Right.
We love them. It's like old school athletic, cool girl. Yeah. Very cool. Constantly chic. Wearing, oh God, well, you've got to be careful who you're speaking to. Constantly in gym wear.
I mean, it's kind of right because we're in that sort of street sort of gym wear. We can dress up gym wear.
Yeah, I think the thing is for me, gym wear, if I'm not in a studio, if you go to my house, right, and you open the drawers in one of my wardrobes, I have the Lululemon, like, black leggings, maybe 15 pairs.
And of the same one, right?
Of the same one, and yes. The same jackets. It looks like what I imagine Simon Cowell's wardrobe would look like.
And white then
every
and
day,
jeans.
But it's like, I feel presentable, it fits me, and I do work out. I mean, maybe if you're wearing gym wear, go to the gym also, but I don't think you have to.
But you accessorize it with a good bag as well, so it looks like...
I love it, yeah. But I have to say, I don't like this gym wear with the seam up your ass. Like, you've got a wedgie.
Oh, them things that make your bum look thingy, it's all wrinkled.
And I don't, please God, stop wearing, like, flesh-coloured gym leggings. Because if I see one more girl on the treadmill really and I think she's naked...
It's dangerous.
Because my eyesight's terrible. I'm like, oh, God, she's naked. No, she's not.
Yeah.
Can I tell a really quickly funny gym fail that I did the other week? You know what happened to me.
Did I?
So I'm always either going, I'm either working out or the very, very rare, and this is why I was off my game, I'm working out after filming. So I'd change out of filming, put on gym kit, and I had a sports bra and all my stuff, whatever. Anyway, worn this black lacy bra to film, put the hoodie on, walk into my gym, do a couple of sets, warm up, took the fucking hoodie off, and I was standing there in a black lace bra in the gym. Because I hadn't put the sports bra on. And then I was fumbling to get the hoodie was off. Like, it was horrible. It was like, those like weird nightmares you feel like you're in. And I was like panicking to get the hoodie on. And I was like looking around thinking, I don't know if anyone spotted me, but.
It's dangerous.
Oh my God. This is going to make you laugh. Think what I sent you yesterday.
What did you send me?
Skirt over trousers.
What did you send me yesterday now?
Just answer what you think of skirt over trousers.
Terrible. What's the word? If it's not right, it's wrong. It's wrong.
On my day off yesterday, I have a leather...
Oh my God.
I have a leather skirt that I'm too... I'm not going to call myself fat. I don't fit very well at the minute, but it was super expensive and I'm not giving up on it. So I put it on over my pyjamas and wore it around the house all day to try and stretch it out.
That was like a really old trend back in the day, wasn't it? Like, Avril Lavigne was doing that back in the day. Oh, my God.
I wouldn't
Disney.
Go out in it, but that was needs must.
Disney.
I actually think I got a couple of inches.
Disney moon thing. Go on.
Pops of red.
Right.
Well, you've got a big
love
red,
the red.
On. I love red.
Love red.
The chunky Prada loafers. The big meaty ones, the curb kickers.
It's like you're jumping on the moon sort of thing. Pluto will taller.
I can't wear them because my God, chicken legs, but I don't love the super chunky.
I just think keep it like old school.
Oh my God,
like,
how funny. We just talked about this. Pop socks, which are essentially, you know, trainer liners.
Horrific. Vile.
Uggs. I love Uggs.
I do. I have the ones, the Tasmans that I have. But do you remember back in the day when they used to be really big and they used to roll them down with the leggings?
With the tall Uggs.
Disgusting. Yeah, no.
Uggs
the Tasmans are cute.
Like, Uggs are the ugliest fucking thing and like they're fashion-wise, but I have a place in my heart.
It's the new
them.
Big platform things that I don't like on an Ugg.
I have them.
Yeah, it looks like you're going to dance like the jig.
This is just so stupid to say out loud. Black socks and white trainers.
That's common sense.
I don't think anyone should be wearing black trainers unless you're planning to steal someone's alloys. I don't think you need
I'm
to wear black trainers.
I have my own black trainers. I have like them Converse, but I don't own black trainers.
No, I don't. Well, like, is that a black trainer? When you say black trainer, I'm thinking of like
the
soles black.
Yeah,
like,
no.
You look like an extra from N-dubs. No. Skinny ripped jeans on a man.
No, wrong.
In the bin.
Vile. It reminds me of like Geordie Shaw.
G-string out of the jean.
Mm, No, don't like. No. Don't you say you like it? Because I am out of here.
Like, obviously, back in the day, Paris Hilton, Nicole Richie moment. I think if you're going to do it now, you obviously have to have the, you have to lean into that early 2000s look. It has to be like.
Not many people know it either, that early 2000s.
What do you mean not many people know it?
They don't know how to execute it. They didn't live it.
Yeah. So I think you have to lean. I am here for a bit of like early 2000s recreation.
I like seeing like a Calvin coming out of a jean on a woman. That's like sexy, but I don't want to see the string.
Double denim, right.
It's so wrong, it's right. I love it.
Yeah, it should be,
obsessed.
Yeah.
I wanted to wear it today.
Do you know what we call it? The Canadian tuxedo.
Gorgeous. Everyone could do timeless.
Crocs, fucking disgusting.
I'm not even answering wrong. That.
There's so many other options for comfy wear. Disgusting. Like, you can have sliders, you can have, the like,
Birkenstocks. Nice.
Those... They are made out of what can only be described as what I imagine.
Flumps. Like a flump.
A vaginal dental dam. Like, they're disgusting.
Them and Havana, them flip-flops.
And why have they got holes in them? Like, what for irrigation, like, purposes that serve?
You're making me itch. Stop.
Socks and sliders.
If it's on a Birkenstock, yeah.
So wrong, it's right. With the right.
Love. We love.
But again, there needs to be a chunky sock. That was my box of wrong.
Well, that was delightful.
Ryan, thank you for coming on the show. I loved it.
Loved it. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I loved it.
Did you?
Yeah.
You're dying for it.
You get off my back.
Get off my sofa, gay boy.
Yeah.
Get out! No, I've loved it.
This week's episode of So Wrong It's Right was brought to you by Foxy Bingo. Put some fox in your day with new, quick and interactive bingo experiences all at the tip of your finger. They have a huge range of free, classic and exclusive games you can play with your mates to keep the party going. Want to connect with other players? Foxy Bingo has a community chat so you can always feel part of the Foxy pack. So get your fox on by heading to Foxy Bingo today. 18+, begambleaware.org, T's and C's apply.